And so my master, the On Bowles, brought the great obelisk safely home and supervised its erection.
Oh, pardon me, Mr. On Bowles. I believe you have a certain amount of things which ought to be lodged in the base of the old obelisk there.
Yes, indeed, there are quite a few things to go in the time capsule. Lord Bentinck, check them off from this list, will you?
Articles in two large earthenware jars at the base of Cleopatra's Needle. Standard foot and pound. Bronze model of the obelisk. Scale half inch to the foot. Copies of the magazine Engineering, printed on vellum. Piece of the obelisk, stone. Empress of India rupee. Parchment copy of Dr. Birch's translation of the obelisk's hieroglyphics. Portrait of Queen Victoria. Bradshaw's railway guide. Mappin's sculling razor. Box of hairpins and ladies' ornaments. Tanguy's hydraulic jack as used in raising the obelisk. Wire ropes and specimens of submarine cables. Map of London. Photographs of 12 pretty English women. 2-foot rule. London directory. Whitaker's almanac. And a copy of the Times the day the obelisk was set up.